Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Welcome in. It is I Want Your Flex. Get Mike Harmon at Swollen Dome. Back from the Philippines, Ryan Bershinger is the gang is back together. Find him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger, and you can hit me up at Dan Beyer on Fox. Well, guys, 15 down, 3 to go. Many leagues had playoffs this week, and the Eagles-Seahawks Monday nighter sure brought some fantasy value to the table because there was probably some Jalen Hurts plays. We know there were some DeAndre Swift plays. You're playing the Eagles wide receivers. And you're even hoping that maybe some of the Seahawks receivers, even with Drew Luck, Mike at quarterback, could have some luck. I know the fantasy fruitfulness of what they had in Seattle on Monday night wasn't there for everyone, but there still were points to be had by some of the bigger names.
Yeah, I mean, you still found your way to the end zone. Obviously the big play to JSN to close it out had great ramifications. A lot of close games across the fantasy land. I know Smith and I were on air doing our show, and we co-own two teams in these leagues. Our guy Michael Fabiano runs, and one of them is the Dynasty one, and that's the one Jason's taking the heavy lifting on. And after a complete teardown in the playoffs, ended up winning by half a point.
Wow.
Because of that catch.
Jeez.
So literally, it's like they go to review, and he's like, "He's got the second foot down. You can't tell me they can reverse this. Don't you dare! Don't you?" I'm like, "It stands. Calm down." But it's like, so that five point victory, baby.
After what happened to Calvin Ridley on Sunday night,
yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, or if you're a Justin Fields owner and you have, say, either a Hail Mary that should be caught, or you have a first quarter touchdown to your tight end who flat out drops it. down. I mean, like, there's lots of those left on the field each and every week. Javonte Williams, I'm still looking for my 6 points from my guillotine start of him, so I don't feel so bad about the decisions that I made based on projections and looking at the trying to read the tea leaves. But, you know, coming out of this game, obviously there's a lot broken from the Eagles' offensive side of things. You know, Jalen Hurts in his postgame even talking about commitment and questioning commitment. When asked what he meant by that, he goes, I don't have a dictionary here. I'm like, all right, that's going to be good for morale. Yeah, let's go. And Matt Patricia, did anybody ask him why the safety wasn't back there on the – but, you know, hey, whatever. 143 yards passing, two picks, the two rushing touchdowns, and 82 yards. Look, he might have had a third rushing touchdown if you didn't have that idiotic call on Kelsey. The guy's been moving the ball for a decade. But, you know, here we are. Points of emphasis this year, guys, because we saw that in the Denver game as well. But, you know, not to belabor that point. But former Denver quarterback Drew Lock, I actually spoke it into existence. I did a big thing about finding your destiny and winning and going 1-0 during the day, right? But what is he took the ball with a, what was it, a minute 52 left and nearly doubled his passing yards. It was good to see Kenneth Walker the third, running with positive force once again, because, you know, for fantasy purposes, Charbonnet had taken a little bit from the snap count and Walker hadn't been the same guy. So if you played him, you got rewarded for that. And outside of that touchdown pass, I mean, it was 29 of his 48 yards on the night for JSN. Tough night. I mean, Metcalf comes down. It's 12.8 in PPR leagues, which is serviceable but not overwhelming. On the other side, obviously mentioned Hurts' yardage. So, you know, the three receivers you would have thought had some juice had nothing. Goddard was active early, finished with just 4 for 30. And then Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown were non-factors.
Burst, you had a couple leagues that came down to the end. One was with the JSN catch as well, right?
Yes. So in my main league, I was watching what was going on in one of the playoff matchups. And yeah, one team had JSN, the other had A.J. Brown coming into tonight, and they were going back and forth. On that final drive, JSN caught a pass prior to that on that drive, putting him up by a half a point. And then there was the touchdown catch. So, yeah, that game was entirely determined by that final drive. It was just wild. But on the flip side of it, one of my friends who was also in that league was texting me about what happened to him in another one of his leagues. And that was Jalen Hurts was his quarterback, and he was going up against Kenneth Walker. And Hurts' interception at the very end of the game put him down a point to lose that game and be eliminated from the playoffs.
It was such a bad decision by Hurts,
sure,
to throw that pass. I mean, listen, I know it's December and it's not September, but Nathaniel Hackett was willing to kick a 64-yarder in that one. You didn't need 40 yards to chuck it downfield and hope that maybe A.J. Brown, who, by the way, I think we've learned right now, if A.J. Brown isn't getting his, he's not going to be locked in at the end of the game.
Sure.
So why even attempt that? You just needed to get to the 40. They just needed 15 more yards, and that's all they needed. There was no reason for that. There was no reason for the Hurts previous interception that Julian Love had. It was
he threw it to Quez Watkins, for one, who, if you look at the route he takes, not exactly busted his ass to get down to the end zone on the deep ball. And then, I mean, he got interfered with
a bit. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, pretty basic pass interference that gets – and you're a Seahawks guy, and you got to admit, I mean, there's a lot of handsiness going on that play. But, again, you're Quez Watkins. You ain't getting a call. But it goes back, I guess, for fantasy purposes, guys. You know, you're looking at – Jalen Hurts with one touchdown pass his last three games. Mm-hmm. You got an offense that is broken, and I know he gets his love on the ground. It's playoff time. It's winning time. I'm doing a little bit of hand-wringing here in terms of his start on a week-to-week basis.
Can't quit it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't. Like, I've got A.J. Brown
committed
in the league. Yeah, there's no way. Now I'm expecting they're going to try to make up for lost times or try to right this ship so they may overcompensate. You know, the Giants may be in for one on, coming up on Christmas Day. So that's how I'm looking at the Eagles situation right now.
Well, you know my love of the schedule, right? The Giants sandwich with a taste like chicken Arizona Cardinals in the middle.
Yeah, Giants, Cardinals, Giants. So they have three opportunities to get that passing game going. DeAndre Swift looks fine to me. It just they get to the one, mm-hmm. and then it's you know
yeah you get Shelf no time. You get no opportunity for any of the glory touches. Absolutely.
I did think it was interesting they ran that end around though for the first time, like a different look from that. It was really wasn't even an end around. It was just a handoff to Smith around you know, left tackle. But I don't know if they're just trying to if they think that teams are going to catch on and trying to give them a different look and have to respect it. But I actually thought it was a smart play for them to do. But a lot happening. And heck, even I'll tell you what, even the Sunday night game for what you have for the drama that we had, guys, of, you know, if you had Brandon McManus, he's missing kicks up the yin yang.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence off beat, Keaton Mitchell, awful injury, you know, for him. You're hoping, and I mentioned the Ridley touchdown earlier that was ended up being called. This is the stuff that happens in fantasy playoff time that makes you remember it for years when there's certain calls. Because, quite honestly, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba will now be remembered by whoever won your fantasy league or lost your fantasy league just for that one play that he made on Monday night.
Yeah, one of the members of my league, who the guy who lost to that JSN touchdown, he's been going through it tonight, and he's messaging, and he reminded me that the reason why he lost to me in a championship game years ago was because Deontay Johnson was not looked to at all on the Steelers' final drive of
pouted.
That game.
Because he probably quit and walked away from a block or something, so they froze him out.
He was all he needed was one catch for 7 yards to overtake me and win that championship game, and it did not happen on that final drive. I forgot that's what happened, but it haunts my friend Steve to this day. So
and
I
you feel
sorry,
pretty
Steve.
Good about that.
I feel great.
Just
about
like
it.
All of those near death experiences yes. in the guillotine this year.
Yes.
Everybody hates you. Dan may hate you.
I had a championship game. This is probably about I could look it up. It had to be sometime 2012, 2013, 2014, around that range. And the Broncos were playing the Bengals on Monday Night Football. And Peyton Manning was my quarterback, but he kept throwing interceptions. And so he would get, you know, so many yards, and then he would throw a pick and I would be losing again. He would get so many yards and I'd be winning. And then he'd throw a pick and I'd be losing. And it happened. And I kid you not, I can look up the box score here in a bit. It's one of the matchups they had. I swear he was picked off three or four times that night. But it is crazy. Like, and of course, as time goes on, maybe you embellish it, just like the fish you caught 10 years ago is now, you know, this big.
It's a little bit worse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I do remember the back and forth of these late games. We're going to have them next week as well in week 16 and then in week 17 in the championship. But we have our regular league, or my longtime league that I talk about. It's the end of the regular season. So playoff berths are on the line this week. And these are the things that you can remember.
Yeah, it all comes stuff. Back to get you, right? There's always that catch that wasn't, and you start thinking back of a tough loss even earlier in the season, right? Week 3, week 4, it's like, if that would have gone right, or, you know, whatever, one lineup change you didn't make. That's the beauty of it and the agony of it. So you actually do get a little bit of that actual ownership / coaching experience that you can then, kill yourself over. And maybe you've got friends and family that do their best to remind you of them as well.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst. All right, so it was 2014. The Broncos lost to the Bengals 37-28. Peyton Manning's stats on the night, 28 of 44, 311 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I'm telling you, I knew it was bad. I knew it wasn't good, but he just – I mean, yeah, it was – one of it just sticks in your mind. Good times. All right. Well, I don't even, guys, I got to be honest, I don't even know if I should be happy or sad as a Seahawks fan, you know, because this is great moment. How awesome. 92 yards, Drew Lock, you're 7-7. And then you think back, well, you probably should have beat the Rams. You know, where was,
sure,
you know, in that game. And now the Rams are sitting there with a tiebreaker over you. And the Rams have a situation now. quite honestly, where they could face the 49ers in Week 18, and the Niners will have nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. You know, and even though they're rivals, I don't know how much of your San Francisco, how much you want to put on the line, which is something that we can dive into in the podcast as well, because now the Niners are sitting there, sitting pretty in the in the NFC with that 11-3 mark and tiebreakers over both of these squads, that both the Cowboys and Eagles. So maybe the Lions make a push. Who knows what ends up happening? But yeah, just you know, as you look down the next couple of weeks, now you're gonna have to start wondering about sitting players as well.
Yeah, we'll get into that, because I mean, the 49ers is interesting, right? The relationship with the coaches, and we go through all of that, but. You know, I just remind folks, you know, when you go down in those situations, like say it would be a situation whereby a 49ers loss lets the Rams in. Bears did that once upon a time with the Packers. Packers won the Super Bowl.
Sure.
They came back and beat them in the NFC title game. And then I watched the Packers win the Super Bowl in Dallas. So I've been there. I've seen that page.
Bursch usually gives like the... Like, yeah, like he agrees. As a Packers fan, that was like a It was like a higher octave. It was a higher note as a Packers fan listening to Mike Harmon talk about those memories.
Merely acknowledging.
See you now, Bursch.
Harmon's going to have his waiver wire pickups for Week 16 coming up in a little bit. Also, at some point, whether it be this episode or the next, I'm curious on who you guys think is the most important fantasy player coming down the stretch. So put that in your hopper. We'll think about that. Hit Mike up again at Swollen Dome. Find Ryan at Ryan Bershinger. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. We look back at Week 15 as a whole next here on I Want Your Flex.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, let's look in the rearview mirror. Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. Find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. And, of course, the executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Find him at Ryan Bershinger. We can you know, trounce all the way back to Thursday, Mike. Are we now finding value in the Raiders? Is there any value to have in the Chargers in a game where there's 84 points? It's kind of crazy to think that just maybe one of the squads just may not be worth dealing with for the rest of the season.
Easton, stick for your daily league because they've given up because they got Buffalo coming to town this week.
Ah, yes.
Right, so deep leagues.
Saturday night
games. So for daily fantasy, he's going to keep chucking it. And maybe it's the Isaiah Spiller time. Not Miller time, Spiller time. We watched that. I mean, Austin Eckler had his 5 for 9 yards before things really went to hell, and that was the end of it. Obviously, the firing and change out of everything there. But otherwise, no. Joshua Palmer, maybe. But 79 of his 113 yards came on the one play. Broken coverage, standing by himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of value, no. I don't know that I can trust really anybody in a straight fantasy setup at this point. On the Raiders side of things, Zamir White, if Josh Jacobs can't go again, and you're always going to play Adams, but the other guys, no. I mean, Jacoby Myers, yeah, he got to have some fun and whatever. 2 catches, 32 yards. Mayer is moderately interesting because the tight end position has been such a cesspool. But do you trust it? Like, this was the big breakout, and it had to happen in an absolute quit situation for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And Trey Tucker's not going to run past everybody like he did a disinterested Chargers secondary either.
You know, I think in not from a Chargers perspective, but the team talking about here, a lot of times as you're planning your lineup looking for the playoffs, you're like, okay, I want to get this guy, I want to get this backup, want to handcuff this or figure it out. The Chargers are just so downright depleted at the most important places that, you know, there's diminishing returns at every point. And you were talking about Palmer's numbers being, you know, very misleading on how he accumulated his. I couldn't trust anything with that. The flip side of it, with the Raiders, I don't know what to trust either because of what happened against Minnesota. And then obviously it was completely different for what you had against the Chargers. And now you head on the road. You've got the Chiefs who are playing for something. You've got the Colts who are playing for something. Obviously the Raiders are playing for something. But I just don't know on, you know, where the value is there. As you mentioned, White in for the injured Josh Jacobs. But, you know, like even, Devontae Adams, who there's no way you can bench. I just don't know what you're going to expect from the wide receiver considering what we've seen from the Raiders these last two games.
Yeah, from him, I'd be banking on back end two and just hope things break right. Right? That I get my volume and maybe I get my touchdown opportunity. But if nothing else, we know we're going to get our 8 to 12 targets.
Yeah.
And all we can hope for is opportunity. You know, because he's not an idiot like Josh McDaniels. Didn't he tell us that at the presser?
in some kind of
words like that.
I'm still looking at the Charger side of this and just this collapse from Austin Eckler and just how terrible it is. Like, it's really baffling. He just simply doesn't look like the same running back. You look at the first half of the season, he was carrying fantasy teams. Yeah, he was banged up in the first couple weeks, but then he had a great run of a few games, which reminded you why you took him in the first round. And then ever since week 11, he has finished outside of the top 30 with the exception of the Broncos game a couple weeks ago. Every other week, he's running back 31, 33, 34. He was able to get into the end zone against the Broncos, had 5 catches in that game. So his points were there, but he still did not look like the same running back. And it's tough because you're looking at this schedule going, all right, well, it was the Raiders. Like, he's going to play well against the Raiders, right? No, he was awful. And then the Bills and the Broncos again. Like, these are teams that you can run on, but you can't feel good at all about playing Eckler now because of just how poorly he has looked.
I know there's a lot to take from Saturday. I don't think Denver's a good football team. I think that they are good enough to be where they are right now. I don't think that they're a good football team. But I do feel that the Lions kind of got some of their footing back. I'm curious, this matchup that they've got against the Vikings coming up this weekend is so intriguing to me. But everybody is feeding in Detroit. Everybody ate on Saturday night. I mean, it was Goff, it was Laporta, it was St. Brown, it was Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, there was, you know, all around everywhere. As we look back on the week, that was another takeaway from mine. Maybe the Bears just kind of have their number, Mike, and maybe, you know, the Bears are, well, I shouldn't say maybe, because they are better than they were in the first half of the season, absolutely, 100%. But it also may be a certain number thing. But with you have the Lions, you have the Cowboys coming up, which I think could be an amazingly high-scoring affair, even though these teams do have defenses that could get stops. I could totally see Dak throwing for 300 yards and Jared Goff, you know, going toe-to-toe. I love this Lions stretch with this game against the Vikings indoors, you know. So when they're going on the road, you're still playing indoors and you're going to play on the fast track with Dallas. But I loved what happened on Saturday night from anybody who has any shares on any Detroit Lions, just from that perspective.
Yeah, they ate, as I steal the term from the kids. Is for Denver the curiosity of, you know, three straight road games. I thought it'd be a close game, and actually that maybe they'd be able to gut one out, and instead they got run over. And all my buddies in Denver got real quiet, right? They got really chesty when the Raiders beat up on the Chargers, and then they went and got absolutely housed in this one. So, again, the schedule sucks as it is. I hate this, you know, division – sandwich division thing to end the season based on the way injuries and everything affected, but it is what it is. Opportunity here, you know, Minnesota will be aggressive, so it'll be curious, can they get to Goff? That was one thing Denver was not able to do, right? Clean pocket for Jared Goff all day long, and the running backs really got after it, both Gibbs and Montgomery, obviously Gibbs more so, but you're looking at, you know, speed being the factor. And for Jared Goff, pressure was off, right? Bears did a good job of pressuring him. The Packers, as much as we've kind of mocked their defense at times, and hell, LaFleur did it in his presser, right? I mean, it's the year of just calling everybody out. There's no filter on anybody anymore, which is good and bad, because I'd love to be in those locker rooms. We don't get to see those secondary conversations. But, you know, ball security being number one for Goff, he's able to put up stuff like this. And Laporta, I mean, just you look at him going forward, he's now tight end one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, not just for this year, but if you're starting to look for rankings for next year, he's the top guy now.
I so kick myself because prior to our trade deadline, I had Evan Engram, and I may have talked about it on this podcast. He didn't have a great night on Sunday night against the Ravens, but he was really good the previous 2 weeks. And he had to be. Heck, it was about time. You know, it took him forever, you know, to finally get into the end zone. And then he scores three times in the span of 2 weeks. So I was happy with my patience, happy with my decision. But then I thought about it because I'm like, that was going to be my upgrade. I was like, okay, I'll try to get Laporta and maybe move on from Engram. I had shares of Engram in every league because nobody wanted him, and it paid off. But to your point, Mike, like, gosh, it's crazy on how easy it makes it, or he makes it look with what they do when that offense is rolling. And I don't see a change, especially now if the Vikings are going to be blitzing the heck out of Jared Goff, that ball's going to have to come out quick. And I think Sam Laporta is going to be a key recipient of that.
Yeah, he feasts, and I would think a lot of short intermediate yak opportunities for St. Brown. Like, that's it. And then Gibbs out of the backfield a bunch. So I would expect to see that. But opportunity, you know, going back to that Saturday game, you know, get on board the Denver bandwagon, and people were believing. I still was a Russell Wilson skeptic, and I will remain that forever and a day, as Jerry Jeudy once again. I mean, he got 74 yards. I mean, that was good. But, you know, and Cortland Sutton is 5 for 71. But as soon as little Jordan Humphrey scored the touchdown, I just threw my hands up. Not to mention,
heck of a touchdown.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Yeah.
Not to mention their red zone inefficiencies that we referenced a little bit earlier. You know, Russ maybe getting to the line too fast to not allow for a proper review of the Williams would-be touchdown. And then being called for the offensive offside, which – I think we can, as a group, stipulate nobody saw it. But
nobody was offsides. Crazy. Yeah, and that's the biggest takeaway from it. But there's just, I sounds stupid, but I think you're playing Cortland Sutton, but it's feel like he's touchdown dependent.
100%.
Because I don't think you're not going to get 11 catches for 140 yards in that offense.
No, and Javonte Williams, like I trusted him one more time. Shame on me. He's 12 for 27, and P. Ryan gets a carry, and then McLaughlin was back out there. Like, nope, you fooled me once. You will not get me again.
Burst, what stood out for you in Week 15 from that slate?
From that slate, I mean, relating it to Jared Goff, so in one league, I started Sam Howell over Jared Goff. And you look at the matchups going into the week, and it was totally defensible, right? Like, I mean, the Broncos have actually a decent secondary. Goff has been kind of up and down in over the last few weeks. And that Commanders-Rams game, very high point total. It felt like a game where guys would be able to rack up points pretty easily. Terry McLaurin had a great day, but Sam Howell wasn't the only one throwing to him, because at one point they had to bring in Jacoby Brissett.
That's
and you have Sam Howell finishes with 8 points. So it was not a good day for me there. But I think that is one thing that did stand out to me is Sam Howell is, it feels like he's very much reverted to, like, all right, this is, the kind of the mid-round flyer now. He's the first half of the season, he looked like he was showing flashes where, especially as a fantasy quarterback, was really producing, but that was kind of buoyed by some rushing touchdowns. But overall, that offense, I mean, not having Brian Robinson hurts them as well. But yeah, the fact that Sam Howell doesn't feel like a good start anymore is rather unfortunate.
And Curtis Samuel can score as well. That's as you said, Mike brought up the Terry McLaurin cardio thing, Ryan, when you were out on vacation. At some point you thought that he would break, at least be back again. But there was nothing on that slate that made you think that he was going to do what he did in Week 15. Mm-hmm. So
100%. So, yeah. And then obviously all we talk about in Pittsburgh and Indianapolis is the Pittsburgh players one by one quitting.
Sure.
And now for Christmas weekend, we get Mason Rudolph. I mean, how perfect is that?
it does work out.
Won't you guide my playoff hopes?
that's the first game on Saturday, Bengals and Steelers, and leading into Bills and Chargers. I know the NFL wish that maybe you had a few different names starting at quarterback. But, hey, we've got Josh Allen, and that's what we're going to have to enjoy. I'll give you one quick takeaway that I had from Week 15.
Yep.
I don't know if it's – I don't think it's crazy. Maybe I'm late to the party, guys. But it's more about solidifying this guy's spot. I think Rashee Rice is Patrick Mahomes' guy.
100%.
And now that you've seen – this is the fourth straight game where he is at either 9 or 10 targets. And we're talking a few weeks back against the Raiders in that win in Las Vegas – 8 receptions on 10 targets. The next week against Green Bay, 8 receptions on 9 targets. The loss to Buffalo, 7 receptions on 10 targets. And then against the Patriots, 9 catches, 9 targets. That score, that emergence of Rashee Rice. And again, the other 3 weeks maybe was the emergence, guys, but for some reason it was just what he did. The perfect game, if you will, the 9 for 9, just seemed to really solidify that he is now the guy the Chiefs have kind of wanted ever since Tyreek Hill left. He may not be Tyreek Hill, but he's at least that guy that Patrick Mahomes can trust.
Yeah, Dan, as you teased in our next episode, we'll talk about the most important guys down the stretch here. He was somebody that I was eyeing as somebody who's going to be highly important down the stretch, because as you said, he has taken on a huge target share suddenly. He's seen clearly as trusted by Mahomes, and when it's 4 games in a row, that shows you this is not a fluke. He's coming on strong, and the matchups are there for him. I would expect that to continue for Rashee Rice.
Yeah, you just put the ball in his hands. I mean, you can't trust anybody else. I mean, you saw the tip ball interception once again, and Mahomes, like, he needs somebody to talk to. Like, someone's got to be able to let him vent. And maybe his wife's hanging out with Taylor too much, so he doesn't have that at home. I'm just kidding. But clearly, you know, the season, as frustrating as it has been offensively, to find that second guy, right? Sky Moore now goes to IR, so not that guy. This week we had the reemergence a little bit of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. to taunt us once again.
I was going to say it. If you didn't bring it up, I was going to.
So there he is with Pacheco sidelined, and obviously we'll keep an eye on everything as the week goes on. But, yeah, you got the chaos there. But, yeah, when you look at it, Rice has become that number two guy to Kelsey, and you've seen some of the places that Mahomes has trusted him to go make a play. Right, as well, not just targets, but where they are situationally in games, I think is a big step forward. We'd be remiss if we didn't say, you know, same old Dallas Cowboys and their trash effort, getting run over by James Cook and everybody else. Josh Allen saying, I got the A in the project and did nothing. We referenced it a little bit before the Baltimore-Jacksonville game. Jacksonville, I mean, like, everybody looks at it and says, you know, total blowout. And look, Trevor Lawrence's ball security is absolutely horrid. But, you know, he had makeable field goals, put you in the game, and then maybe you call the second half differently, but it's one that gets away and gets chaotic. So you got that. My pick for the guy that we'll have to focus on is the guy everybody's got for fantasy purposes as an MVP. And then I just want to say one more time, Darnell Mooney, nice work.
Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. Get Ryan at Ryan Bershinger. You can find me at Dan Byer on Fox. We'll wrap up this episode of I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon's waiver wire suggestions. Plus, there's been one listener to the podcast that has been riding this wave of success, and his undefeated season almost came to a crashing halt. Ooh. Thanks to moi. We'll talk about it next year at I Want Your Flex.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Week 16 is here. Maybe it's playoff time for you. Mike Harmon's going to give you the guys that you need to pick up waiver wire-wise in Week 16.
It's the wishing, wanting, hoping, right? Either daily fantasy where you're trying to extend your fantasy life because we only have three more weeks, but hopefully playing meaningful football. And if you got down to this, opportunity presents itself. Ty Chandler, we've talked about a bunch, finally got an opportunity and really made the most of it. Now he has a home date against Detroit this week. Detroit dominated Denver, but it is, look, it's an indoor game. We know they play well and on the fast track, but Chandler with opportunity, he's got speed, can get to the outside, maybe give you a couple of big hits. Don't expect Madison to challenge for the top spot again, if he is available at all. Tyler Allgeier, much to the chagrin of those Bijan Robinson owners, he had himself a big day. I know Robinson owners may not be playing anymore after that effort in Week 15. So that one certainly hurts. Trey Sermon, he pains me, but he was on the opportunity for him with the injury to Zach Moss. Wouldn't expect Moss to be back with the extent that they said the injury was. So here's an opportunity against Atlanta. They've been pretty generous to runners, so you have that. And Zamir White, keeping an eye on the Josh Jacobs injury situation. Again, it's all about opportunities. If we get touches, it's a matter of what they can do with them. All we can do is try to put you in the best position. Derek Carr, the trust issue is always going to be there with him. Played well. Opportunity on a short week, the Thursday game against the Rams. Both teams vying for playoff berths, so we should at least get one of those full tilt efforts. But short week, curious to see how it plays out. We finally got a little bit of Juwan Johnson back in, so maybe for your tight end position, you roll the dice there. But Taysom Hill, they'll need him if to be a bigger factor, which may take away some of those red zone opportunities, so that may be crushing. But look, again, we're trying to find the diamonds in the rough given all the injuries and other issues here. How about Baker Mayfield against Jacksonville? Third most generous team to opposing quarterbacks here. And, I mean, it's Baker Mayfield. Wouldn't you want to say you won a playoff game with Baker Mayfield in 2023? I would. Likewise, Gardner Minshew. Atlanta giving up the 12th most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks on the year. So an opportunity there. Strange bedfellows here as we get down to it.
I'll tell you what. Scott has been a longtime listener of this podcast. Scott went into his playoffs unbeaten. Okay, so he's a perfect, unblemished record. And he reached out to me and said, hey, who do you like in week 15? And of course I told him to bench Jordan Addison. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you, know, why wouldn't you?
Right.
You know, just going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. Why would Jordan Addison do anything? I was like, play Odell Beckham Jr. You know, this is an opportunity for the Ravens on Sunday night to go to Jacksonville and kind of strut their stuff. And OBJ on Sunday Night Football can do his thing. And I'm saying, hey, OBJ in, go to the bench. Not only that, I thought Calvin Ridley was a good play. So I got screwed by the replay that we talked about earlier. Thank goodness that Scott has Christian McCaffrey, Kyren Williams, and Jalen Hurts on his team because my advice to him was awful. And I told him to bench Zach Moss, and I felt bad about it, but Zach Moss getting hurt, I was like, I know he scored a touchdown, but at least he wasn't playing the rest of the game, so my advice couldn't have been that awful because I told him to take DeAndre Swift, who, by the way, loves to get down to the one-yard line and score, and then let Jalen Hurts do the brotherly shove. So it was just an all-around bad choice. Oh, by the way, the Viking I did tell him to play was TJ Hockenson. So it was just – it was an all-around awful, awful advice weekend, but Scott actually sent a tweet as we were recording the first segment and said that he won by less than 2 points. So he's on to the championship game with a perfect record. Hopefully it doesn't end like the Patriots and we can get 72 Dolphins. But Scott, a loyal listener to the program, has made it to the championship game with an unblemished record.
The Addison thing, I think, was good advice.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Like he disappeared for a month.
Yeah.
More than a month.
Yeah.
I mean, targets in that game against Chicago, but it yielded 6 for 39. Yeah,
He also asked about Noah Brown.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and
Like I said, strange bedfellows in week 56.
Seriously, yeah. I should have known that there, since there are no remaining Texans receivers, that maybe Noah Brown would have been the play. But yeah, it was just craziness, and we've talked about this before. Of guys, you sometimes just cheer for your own predictions and sure. own advice so somebody else doesn't get screwed. Mm. I didn't care about my own fantasy team. I was so like, I'm like, geez, poor Scott. He had a perfect record. You know, thank God he's got three of the biggest studs, you know, in fantasy football to help him carry the way. But it's fun. That's why this, when we have people interact with us, it's fun to be along for the ride. There are sometimes people tell us that we're idiots, but it's also nice when people reach out and say, hey, they appreciate it. And he's listened to our stuff all season long. And hey, if you're unbeaten, we did something right along the way.
Well, the other thing though, Dan, is I've always to try to come to grips with the amount of wrong advice and hot takes in this business. Long ago, I decided from the fantasy side, if I convinced you to change your lineup one way or another, I must have made a compelling argument.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So if the guy then doesn't get the opportunity because they fumble twice in the first two possessions and they're down 14-0, so that running back never sees the ball again because he can't catch the ball out of the backfield, and so they need to go to the other guy, I mean, there's really not a whole lot I can do after that. So at least that's how I try to sleep at night.
There's and that was on a Saturday, this stuff, you know, Addison in the end zone. I was running around doing stuff, and it's like, this rookie gets into the end zone again, and I look at, you know, that's the alert on my phone because the NFL likes to tease you with that stuff.
Sure.
And I'm like, I think
click
I know
in,
who
Dan.
Talking
click
about.
In. Yeah.
Yeah. was,
but that game did
man.
Not play out like anything like you would have anticipated either. Like, fantastic game, a lot of thrills, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6-111-2, no chance in hell. No. Like, hell, he hadn't gotten to the – I mean, you could take his last 3 weeks and he didn't get there yardage-wise.
Plus with Jefferson back and, like, you know, Mullins getting the start and, you know, Hockenson seemed like such the perfect security blanket.
100%.
But it ended up working well.
Hey, can I grab one more waiver wire guy that I forgot?
Yeah,
go Tyjae right Spears, because Derrick Henry sounded like a broken man after that – Week 15 bomb effort and making me look stupid.
And I could throw out a waiver ad as we're going into, you know, another playoff matchup here, looking at defenses. The Denver Broncos have the Patriots this week. Just played the Lions. They're owned in only 15% of leagues. So the Broncos would be a great play if you're looking to gain an edge on defense.
Here's my favorite Derrick Henry stuff from this week. Derrick Henry had a long of 6 yards rushing. Okay, that was his long on 16 carries. So take away the 6 that he got on that one carry, he would have 15 carries for 3 yards.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Reception-wise, his longest reception, 3 yards. So if you took away just that long reception, he had 3 catches for -2 yards on 4 targets. Amazing. Just amazingly bad for Derrick Henry. And he has a reason to feel broken. It hasn't been there. There's been no Derrick Henry 72-yard touchdown run this season.
Ugh.
And they're eliminated, and I think that he sees the writing on the wall.
Well, and Will Levis is hurt now, right? Mm-hmm. High ankle sprain, so... now we shuffle quarterbacks once again.
I don't root for anyone's injury, you know, at all, and that stinks because he's a fun player to watch. But the gall to wear those Oiler uniforms against the Texans. Everybody in Houston just had to be up in freaking arms over that. All right,
they looked good.
They did. They actually looked really good. They always do, that baby blue. Love you, blue. The Texans did a good job trolling it, though, as well. They turned the Titan logo, turned it upside down, turned it into an L, and then poured oil all over it. So good job to the graphics department there in Houston. All right, so that's going to do it for I Want Your Flex. Coming up, it is Christmas week, but we're going to be here with episodes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's winning time, so we want to get your championships set. So for Ryan Bershinger and Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer. We will talk to you next time here on I Want Your Flex.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.